At 11:01, according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:04, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. All the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double dong daring you since 1990. And we always will. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, coming up in about now. It's time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. But this night, it brings us up to speed. We will be wrapping up the radio obituary year tonight with a clean slate. But only because we're doing an all obit show again tonight. Remember back in the days when we only did one all obit show a year? Ha ha, I say. Relish the days. We'll be better, you know. I mean, we always have the backlog that develops over the holidays with all the special programming and things like that that happen, but it's okay. It's all going to work out because we're going to bring it right back up to speed tonight. Want to thank everybody who helped out on the radio obituary backlog. That was a great help. You all did a great job. Thank you very, very much. Couldn't have done it without you. But we got to jump right in. Because these obits aren't going to do themselves. First, we want to remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org and move right on to the initial radio obituary for John Burke, better known as John John. He just passed away last night, so there's not a lot out there in the world, but I'm going to turn to common friend of ours, Gary Hopish, who says that the casual music fan didn't know the name of John John Burke, who passed away way too young yesterday. He was an outstanding keyboard and drum tech and roadie for NRBQ, Jay Giles, Hall & Oates, Peter Wolf, and many other top-line acts for years, including Merle Haggard. He also ran Shabu Productions, during concert production and instrument rentals and repair. He, along with John the hippie piano tuner Crucky, they're the guys who've kept Terry Adams from NRBQ supplied with working Hohner D6 clavinets these many years. John Burke just passed away. Don't even know how old he was. He's always the baby of the band to me, though, and definitely one of the first of the NRBQ family to engage with me way back in the 90s. So that was a very nice thing. It's the initial radio obituary for John, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Space wing.
The post-initial radio obituary is for Don Gardner, the American R&B singer, songwriter, drummer. His hits included the 1962 smash-a-rooney I Need Your Lovin' with Dee Dee Ford. Donald Gardner just passed away at 87. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Everybody needs a lovin'.
The next radio obituary is for Liz Fraser, the English actress best known for her comedy roles as a provocative dumb blonde in British films of the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Let's see here. Her first film appearance was in The Smallest Show on Earth in 1957, working with Peter Sellers for the first time, but her breakthrough was a role as his daughter in I'm All Right, Jack. She went on to, she was in, she appeared in Benny Hill's late 1950s TV episodes, lots and lots and lots of those, and then you may have also seen her, and where did it go? Oh, she was in an Avengers episode, where is it? Oh, she was in the Avengers episode, The Girl from Auntie. Elizabeth Fraser just passed away at 88. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Hey, fellas, come here. Listen, dead confidential, this is. This little shanty's a romance. Tells how a sailor took a chance. He bought a boat for almost double its worth. Then gave his bird a double berth. She got a double bunk, double trouble bunk. She really had a hunk of trouble in that bunk. A slow boat to Bombay is better any day. She rather would have sunk than share that double bunk. E-R-O-O, chugga 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 chugga. He said how lovely to sleep, rocked in the cradle of the deep. Let's sling a hammock, she said.
You sling your hook.
He muttered, blimey, I've been took.
I got a double bunk, double trouble bunk. I really had a hunk of trouble in that bunk.
She'd rather leave her bones to dear old Davy Jones.
Much better to have sunk than share that double bunk. E-I-O.
Ooh, chugga, 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 chugga. They found they sailed into a fog so thick you couldn't taste your grog. He said, keep watch, my dear, we may ship a wave. She said,
I'm watching, you behave. I got a double bunk, double trouble bunk.
She really had a hunk of trouble in that bunk.
A slow boat to Bombay is better any day.
She rather would have sunk than shared that double bunk. E-R-O, chugga, 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 chugga. They say all nice girls love a tar.
His loving wasn't getting far.
Still, like they tell you, there's more fish in the sea. Who wants flipping fish? Not me.
She got a double bunk, double trouble bunk.
She really had a hunk of trouble in that bunk. The Navy's not the same, it seems an awful shame. Sleeping like a monk in an empty double bunk. E-R-O, chugga, 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 chug.
The cleanup radio obituary is for Wilson Moreira, the Brazilian sambista. I'm having a hard time. The Brazilian sambista. He just passed away at 81. It's the cleanup radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Vai guardar. Samba é raiz, é origem e graça. É um canto sentido com alma. É a vida, é o tempo que passa. Uma raça, uma geração, apresentando um canto à nação. Quem cantar vai guardar. Samba é raiz, é origem e graça. É um canto sentido com alma. É a vida, é o tempo que passa. Uma raça, uma geração, apresentando um canto à nação. Samba é pura raiz, ouço o batuque num bom atabaque. Sinto o ritmo dentro do tempo. Samba é busca do entretenimento. E a luz do lampião iluminava a roda de samba. Parte do alto em terreiro de bamba. E o batuque pela noite entrava. Ai, quem dera aqueles tempos das tias do samba. João da Baiana chegava, tocava o pandeiro pro mundo inteiro. João da Baiana chegava, tocava o pandeiro pro mundo inteiro. Quem cantar vai guardar. Samba é raiz, é origem e graça. É um canto sentido com alma. É a vida, é o tempo que passa. Uma raça, uma geração, apresentando um canto à nação. Quem cantar vai guardar. Samba é raiz, é origem e graça. É um canto sentido com alma. É a vida, é o tempo que passa. Uma raça, uma geração, apresentando um canto à nação. Samba é pura raiz, ouço o batuque num bom atabaque. Sinto o ritmo dentro do tempo. Samba é busca do entretenimento. E a luz do lampião iluminava a roda de samba. Parte do alto em terreiro de bamba. E o batuque pela noite entrava. Ai, quem dera aqueles tempos das tias do samba. João da Baiana chegava, tocava o pandeiro pro mundo inteiro. João da Baiana chegava, tocava o pandeiro pro mundo inteiro.
Fala, Moreira,
é isso cara. Aí, viu? Relembrar João da Baiana sempre é bom, né?
Caramba!
Eu conheci ele.
É mesmo, mano?
Eu aprendi a tocar pandeiro olhando ele tocar pandeiro.
É mesmo?
Oi, rapaz.
Foi?
Uma roda de samba boa nos bons tempos, né? Na casa de um velho aguarda. Não sei onde foi, rapaz. Eu, o molequinho, ficava olhando assim, ó. Monte de velhinho lá, olha, rapaz.
Ele mandava legal mesmo?
O quê, rapaz? Não vem? Eu gosto de cantar aquela música, o Iaô. Ele cantando aquilo, achava bonito pra caramba. Ali ia pra Ramos. Ali a Ramos era onde morava o Pixinguinha, né?
Ah,
é, reuniam ali naquela casa quando estavam pra cantar. E aquelas coroinhas com ele. Elas tinham, né? As tias, né?
Então... And now to the radio obituary for Mike Kennedy. He was the drummer for George Strait, played with Ricky Skaggs and Barbara Fairchild before, plus any number of other acts in the country billy sound as well. Mike Kennedy just passed away at 59. It's a radio obituary just for him right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
1, 2, 3, 4.
To the radio obituary for the Mighty Shadow, also known as just Shadow, the calypso musician from Tobago. He just passed away at 77. It's the radio obituary for the Mighty Shadow right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
A lovely melody. It could be a winner, sure, in Panorama. You might think I'm joking or believe I'm boasting, but if you listen, you could hear the rhythm. A challenging Calypsonians, especially road march champions. I ain't making fun, I will beat them in 71. Steel band men, please listen to me. Dig the beat of this melody. Boy, it so. I pack it with rhythm just to suit the occasion. I come down to fight them. Losing is no problem, for I am a sportsman, a true Calypsonian. And if 71 they beat me, find a piece of chain and tie me. Let me make it clear, when I come back it's trouble next year. Steel band men, please listen to me. Take the beat of this melody. I quite agree, Kitchener is great. But in 71, he must feel me wait. Well, if those deep band boys give this tune a simple try, then Kitchy boy, water in your eye.
Thank you.
away. You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and we're in an all-radio obituary episode again tonight. The last one of these. Oh, until the radio obituary retrospective rolling up in just a few weeks, the Saturday following Thanksgiving, most likely. In the meantime, of course, any day after this wraps up, it could be time for Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., your titular head of research and mine, it could be time for him to poll you to find out which radio obituaries you would like to hear retrospected in the radio obituary retrospective coming up in a few weeks. We'll have more details on that. Oh, and don't forget, in two weeks from tonight, Kirsten's going to be filling in again. Yay, Kirsten! So she's going to be the one talking about the polling that week. Stay tuned for that. Oh, next week, by the way, it's time for the WMFO donations drive to begin. So start scraping together your little coinage there, so you can show me how much you love Bubbles in the Think Tank in a monetary fashion. You show me every week over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, and I love you for it. But be ready for that, because we're going to come asking, and hopefully you'll help us out a little bit. But that's next week. This is now, and it's now time for the radio obituary for Tony Camillo, the American record producer, orchestrator, and arranger who worked on many recordings of the 60s and 70s, including recordings by Dionne Warwick, Eric Carmen, The Stylistics, Millie Jackson, The Chambers Brothers, Peaches and Herbs, Sha Na Na, Stevie Wonder, The Supremes, Parliament. Gosh, crazy, ridiculous list. Tony Camillo just passed away at 90. It's a shame we didn't have time to dig in more and make a crazy list of our own. But this is the radio obituary for Tony Camillo right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Somebody.
onto the radio obituary for Katina Raniere, the Italian actress and singer. She just passed away at 93. It's the radio obituary just for her, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Let's see here. Let's move along to the radio obituary for Kim Larsen, the Danish rock and pop musician inspired by the Beatles and rock and roll. It's a classic story. He went on to found one of the most successful Danish rock bands, Gasolin. Of course, he went on to be in the Eurovision Song Contest, because everybody does. Kim Larsen just passed away at 72. It's the radio obituary for him right here. Oh, no. Oh, okay. Yes, I made a mistake. You don't need to know about that. Radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. We'll be right back.
Another radio obituary is for John James McMurray, a 34-year-old Canadian rapper. He died last Saturday, October 20th, after falling off an airplane wing during a music video shoot. McMurray, who performed under the name John James, was filming a stunt on a Cessna aircraft. As he got further out on the wing, he caused the plane to go into a downward spiral that the pilot couldn't correct, according to a statement from his management team. John held on to the wing until it was too late, and by the time he let go, he didn't have time to pull his chute. He impacted and died instantly, his team told the Canadian press. The pilot eventually landed the plane safely. McMurray was found dead in a field near Westwold, British Columbia. McMurray, who was born in Calgary, Alberta, was also an accomplished stuntman and was living in Los Angeles. He has been working on this project for months, with his team noting he trained intensely for the stunt. It appears from Instagram he was working on the video for the song The Man, featuring Riff Raff. There's a line in the song that says, "Nothing goes as planned, that's for sure." I might add that I'm not a fan of this type of rap. I find it sexist and demeaning. But given the cause of death, can I say it's almost karma? Well, I just did. A radio obituary, just for John James.
Your favorite letter. You You might hit it too, but I hit it better. I keep her going all night. You kill the pussy once, I take all 9 lives. Bad bitch on my surfboard. Y'all the rappers need to talk less and work more. I'm the motherfucking man, try to pull it off even when nothing goes to plan. Yeah. I walk up in it like, oh damn. I'm feeling like the man. I walk up in it like, oh damn. I'm feeling like the man. I walk up in it like, oh damn. I'm feeling like the man. I walk up in it like, oh damn. I'm feeling like the man.
Princess cuss, so what? So what? I'm in the parking lot doing donuts. Black Rory, pack parties, camcorder. South Safari, in South Beach, rolling sweets. I roll one up, Bentley truck, Rolls Royce, he's talking Ford truck, F-150, frostbit wrist, diamonds dancing, like Chris, Quinn Corey out with the blindside blitz. They already know who done it, I pull up in the 600.
I walk up in it like, oh damn, I'm feeling like the man. I walk up in it like, oh damn, I'm feeling like the man. Been it like, oh damn. I'm feeling like a man. I walk up in it like, oh damn. I'm feeling like a man. Every night on a roll, you can't tell me nothing, bitch. I'm in the zone. Do it for your boy, girl. Why ain't on me low? Swear everything I touch turn to diamonds and gold.
Yeah. I'm the boss of me. I don't consult with nobody. No democracy, no apologies. Raw sashimi, spit that fire. You can call me Luigi. Yeah, I'm the man with it. I really am the man with it. Yeah. Me and Riff got the place lit. King Kong and his bitch going ape shit.
I walk up in it like, oh damn. I'm feeling like the man. I walk up in it like, oh damn. I'm feeling like the man. I walk up in it like, oh damn. I'm feeling like a man. I walk up in it like, oh damn. I'm feeling like a man.
Let's see. Let's go on to the radio. Let's go on to the radio obituary for Robert Dean, the ufologist from Tucson, Arizona. He had a 28-year career in the U.S. Army and went on to appear on radio programs, TV documentaries, and at conferences discussing the subject of UFOs, and the government cover-up of alien visitations to Earth. Robert Dean just passed away at 89. It's the radio obituary for Robert Dean, right here on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.